Except the 15, it looks like the 20, but you're probably right. I'll give it to you.
10, no, 15, yeah, they're inside the 15. They're going to bring the chains out and measure this one.
Yeah, that's just how close it is. So we'll take a break right here on Cruise 102 FM.
Do you live in the country and can't get high-speed internet service? Well, we have news for you. This is Brenda Hearn, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive from Huron County.
This is Tracy Schutte, Sales Executive from Sanilac County. Thumb Cellular is now offering 3G internet service to your home or business.
That's right, Tracy. This is Len Jensen, Sales Executive from Tuscola County. No matter where you live in Huron, Sanilac, or Tuscola County, Thumb Cellular's 3G internet is now available with wireless access throughout your home or business. You can link multiple computers on the internet all at the same time.
So give your home or business high-speed internet with Thumb Cellular. Call one of our sales executives. We can come to your home or business, answer any questions, and we'll install and set up your internet service and wireless router.
If you're in Sanilac County, call me, Tracy Schutte, at 810-414-5200.
If you live in Tuscola County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4660.
And if you're in Huron County, call me, Brenda Hearn, at 989-551-3908.
Terms of service apply.
Anfield, the ball carrier for the Patriots. They did pick up a first down on the measurement. Canfield finding his way down to the 10-yard line. Pick up a 4 on the play. Second down and 6 coming up. Just under 10 minutes to go here in the football game. 24-12, USA with the lead over the Pirates. Ball loose on the turf. Looks like the Patriots may have fallen on it. Pirates, though, are saying that they have it. So let's wait and see what the official has to say.
I thought the quarterback, Chris Harper, fell on it.
Well, it looked that way, and it looked like it may have squirted out from underneath him yet, but they're going to say it's Patriots football. Third down, loss of a few yards here. So third down and 9 coming up for USA. Ball sitting on the Pirate 13-yard line.
Well, the nice thing for USA here, up 12, they can treat this as four down territory, and even if they come away with no points, still the clock is going to be on their side as it'll be under 9 minutes.
Ball loose again on the turf, and this time the Pirates have it. So two consecutive fumbles by the quarterback. Harper very upset out there. And the ball goes back to Harbor Beach with 9:04 to go in the ball game. Harbor Beach trailing 24-12.
Yeah, Tom Sutherland fell on it this time. They weren't able to dodge a bullet that time, the Patriots, that is. And Harbor Beach takes over. 9:04 left to go and in need of two scores.
Another update from the desk of Paul Adams. Ovid Elsie 28, Reese nothing. Sorensen back to throw over the middle. Pass is completed to Justin Puff. And Puff are going to be very close to first down yardage here. They're going to stop the clock. I wouldn't be surprised if they call for a measurement. Nope, it is a first down. 8:53 to go in the football game. Pirates need to move the football rather quickly here. Ball will be spotted at the Pirate 28-yard line, first and 10. They'll split two receivers out to the right. Sorensen will drop back to throw. Looking to the right side of the field, pass is completed to Ginther. Ginther has a first down and a few extra yards to boot as he brings it out over the 40 to about the 42-yard line.
Well, USA was playing some pretty soft coverage on that far sideline, and Ginther came in motion wide open, easily caught the ball for a first down, and then some.
Stops the clock momentarily with 8:30 to play in the football game. They'll set it down at the 42-yard line. First and 10 for Harbor Beach. Again, trailing 24-12. Two receivers split wide to the right. Sorensen going to tuck it in and run it himself. He's running to the left side of the field. Has a little bit of running room at midfield. He'll take it into Patriot territory down to the 45-yard line.
Well, good job by Harbor Beach on this drive so far. Three plays, three first downs. Got the ball across midfield into USA territory. And doing just what they need to do. Move the ball quickly, picking up first down, stopping the clock a little bit here and there. And in need of a quick score.
Nose of the football sitting at the 45-yard line. One receiver now split out to the right. One in the slot. Two backs in the backfield. Sorensen fakes the pitch and now hands it off to Brian Dukoski. He's got a first down, and he breaks free. He's at the 10, the 5, touchdown, Harbor Beach.
Yeah, nice job by Dukoski. As soon as he got past that first wave, I knew he was gone. Great speed by Brian Dukoski, and a nice 45-yard touchdown run, and Harbor Beach right back in this thing.
They are trailing 24-18. The ever-important conversion try coming up now at 7:46 to play in the football game. As Jason mentioned numerous times throughout the course of this football game, the Pirates unable to get into the end zone on that two-point conversion. Need it here, however, to clip into that USA lead a little bit further. They'll split a receiver out. They'll pitch it back out to Ryan Maurer, and Maurer does get in the two-point conversion. Good. 24-20 with 7:46 to play in the football game. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Welcome back to Harbor Beach High School. 7:46 to play in the football game. 24-20. Pirates have just scored. Now they turn it over to the hands of the Pirate defense to get this football back. And stop the USA Patriots, who are up by four. 7:46 to go in the football game. The kickoff is fielded by number 13, Chris Harper. Near the 20-yard line, he'll bring it up close to the 24-yard line, and that's where the Patriots will have it for 10.
Yeah, great stop by Kurt Messing there on special teams for the Pirates. Harper only gained 4 yards on the return there. That last scoring drive for Harbor Beach, very impressive. Four plays, 83 yards. Brian Dukoski, the 45-yard touchdown run. Ryan Maurer ran in the two-point conversion, and Harbor Beach finds themselves down only four now with 7:41 to go, 24-20, USA leading.
First and 10 for the Patriots. Ball sitting at their own 24-yard line. Full house formation behind Harper. He'll take the snap. He'll hand it off. And stuffed at the line of scrimmage was the ball carrier, Tim Canfield. He may have picked up a yard on the play.
You know, this Harbor Beach defense, very inspired out there now. A little bit of a swagger to them out there now. They recovered the fumble on the previous USA drive. That led to the 83-yard scoring drive on this last offensive series for the Pirates. So right now, Harbor Beach pretty fired up defensively. USA, they need to come up with an answer to hold on here.
Pickup of one, second down and nine coming up for USA. Clock continues to run with 7 minutes to go in the football game. Patriots stick to the full house formation as Harper calls out the play and takes the snap. He'll hand it off. It's Tyler Dick, the ball carrier. And Tyler Dick will pick up a couple yards on the play. Third down coming up for USA.
Nice job by Corey Will. Harbor Beach, they really blew that play up. Gain of only about a yard for the Patriots, right?
Yeah, third down and we'll call it seven coming up. Six and a half to play. Now, the Patriots, of course, in no hurry to get the playoff. Now we've got a stoppage in play and an official timeout. Patriots want to see that clock continue to run. They'll wait as much time as they can. Not sure what the stoppage in play is for. The officials over talking to Tim Canfield now of the Patriots. Of course, the Pirates will take the break here, Jason. Is that